All right, welcome back to another episode of the Badass Lifter podcast. We're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions for new and beginner lifters. So it's January, people make a lot of goals around this time of year, and that's awesome. I've seen some people who have really, not shamed, but they are kind of making fun of New Year's resolutions, and I think part of that is because so many of them don't work out. I think that's the wrong way to look at New Year's resolutions. I think we need to talk about, yes, you have your goal. You're very motivated, which is awesome. We love motivation. I want you focusing on the goal that you have for the new year. And we need to talk about how to stick with that goal for the rest of the year so that you accomplish what you want to accomplish. I have lifters I'm working with now who were New Year's resolutioners last year. They've accomplished all their goals and more. We're going to talk about what mistakes are made by New Year's resolutioners, what I think is holding them back, and then also solutions on how to overcome these so that you can accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish in 2024. There's a few of them here. Some of these are going to probably relate to you. And if you have any questions after the podcast about these, absolutely let me know, send me a message, and we can go from there. So I think the first one is new lifters training too many days to start. For someone who's never been in the gym before, or maybe you have, but you're not super familiar with it, in January, you feel like you can train all the time. You're like, I'm going to train every day. There's lots of like 30-day challenges that exist around January. And people can get the idea that's like, well, I'll just go to the gym every day. And they'll go from never lifting to literally like first, second, third, fourth, et cetera, like going to the gym. The truth is that this is not sustainable. I don't actually know any lifters who train every single day. And maybe in your head, you're like, well, I'll use this to get started. And then like later on, I'll taper down to 5 days or 4 days or whatever it might be. In my opinion, you need to focus on what kind of training can you do year round. It's not really about how much you crush January. It's about how can I set up my training so that I can do this year round so that I don't go really hard in January and then give up by February? Like, we want you to use the appropriate amount of days for you so that you can stick with this long term. I would rather you do too few days and add more later than do too many days. Maybe you miss some, you feel bad for missing some, which causes you to miss more training, and then you end up not sticking with your goals by February or March. So training too many days to start is a very common issue. And I think if you see any of these like 30-day challenges or something along those lines, I would just ignore them because those challenges don't matter. What matter is what is the amount of training you're gonna do year round, and then start doing that as part of your schedule. If you're not sure, the amount of days you can do per week is probably lower than you think, as opposed to more. And even if it is more, it's easier to go from like 2 days a week to adding a third day than it is from starting at 6 days a week and then feeling bad about that, trying to go down to five or four, but you've kind of lost that momentum. I would rather you go too easy than too hard, in my opinion. I think it's just easier for morale reasons. The second one is that people get intimidated by how busy the gym is in January. January is a very busy time for the gym, especially those like first few weeks. And if you're new to lifting, I can understand why you wouldn't be comfortable in that environment, just because there's so many people, everyone's busy, everyone's taking up all the machines, it's hard to do the exercises that you want to do. I don't want this to intimidate you, because this is a temporary situation. Most of that busyness is going to be gone by February. So if you can train in January, you can train year round. Like, this is going to be the worst that it's going to be. And then it's going to get easier as time goes on. So I don't want you to go into the gym for the first time and think, wow, like, this is way too busy for me. There's way too many people. I feel intimidated. I can't even use the machines that I want to use. Don't let it, this is temporary. Even by like the end of January, you might notice that there's like a difference in how many people are going. So this does stop people. Like, some people will go once or twice, but it was so uncomfortable for them that the idea of going back, it just like feels bad and uncomfortable. So they don't end up going in the long run. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Don't let how busy the gym is intimidate you from not going towards your goals in the long run. The third one, I think this is a really, really big one that I think holds a lot of people back, is giving up too early and too easily. So I think when people start their training, I think they want to see a lot of wins at the beginning. And there might be some wins as well. But I think if you miss a workout or it didn't go as planned, or you're not really sure what you're doing yet, some people will use that as a reason to give up. And it's important to understand that the strength training journey will have mistakes along the way. There is going to be things that you are not doing as well as you could. You might miss some workouts. You might have to adjust things as time goes on. This is part of the process. This was part of the process for all of us. You don't need to crush it out of the gate if January had mistakes in it. That's kind of to be expected, especially if you're like a new lifter. And I don't want you to give up too early, because if you get to month 3, 4, 5, et cetera, you're going to fix a lot of those problems, and you're going to get more comfortable in the gym. You're going to learn from that process. So I don't want you to use those as reasons to give up too early, because if you stuck around for 3, 4, 5 months, you might actually realize you were going to accomplish everything you needed to accomplish, and that you can make mistakes along the way. I think a general piece of advice for this is you need to commit to 6 months of training. Not necessarily like with a trainer, although that could be helpful. We'll talk about that later. Committing to the process for 6 months. And the reason I say 6 months is because for a lot of newer beginner lifters, if they can get past the 6 month mark, they're actually pretty good at sticking with it in the long run. But if they don't commit to like 6 months worth, it can be easier to not stick with your goal or forget about your goal. And then it becomes your New Year's resolution next year. And then it kind of starts all over again. At the 6 month mark, and this is, I don't have studies for this, but this is just like what I've noticed as a pattern, that at the 6 month mark, people tend to stick around afterwards, even when they make mistakes. And when I say committing to 6 months, I don't mean committing to 6 months of perfect training. I mean committing to it, whether you make mistakes or not. So if you make a mistake, you're like, I'm not at the 6 month mark, so I keep going. By doing that, you're going to accomplish way more than you thought you were. Even with those mistakes along the way, you're going to be able to do so much more than you expected. And this has been like my experience of working with a lot of new and beginner lifters. You could accomplish a lot more in 6 months than you expected. For a lot of people I've worked with, their 1 year goal ended up being their 4 month goal. And at 6 months, they accomplished more than they ever thought they were going to, which is a cool experience. Like it's very fulfilling, but you need to make it to that first, because you're not necessarily going to see those benefits in that first month. And that's kind of to be expected. So committing to 6 months with all the mistakes that might happen there. The next thing is like not having some kind of plan. So I think especially with strength training, I think if you want to be healthier than you are now, or you want to be active more than you are now, I think more general plans can work, because a lot of different exercise choices can help you with that. If the goal is to become stronger, or if the goal is to build muscle for health reasons, or using muscle building to become stronger indirectly, not having a plan, it just takes a lot longer. People plateau earlier, because the process of getting stronger has like a structure to it, and you have to learn proper form for lifting weights. You have to progress based on how your strength increases over time. So I think not having a plan, at a minimum, it's going to be slower progress than what you would have with a plan. And at most, you might just like never realize how strong you could possibly be, and it's going to take a lot longer, and you might just hit a plateau earlier than you need to. And having a plan, one, it helps you to stick around with it, because you have something to kind of like keep yourself accountable, as well as like you're going to see better results than if you were to just like do random workouts in the gym. Like it's going to be noticeably better. I've worked with people who did random workouts for a year, got like some results, and worked with me for 3, 4 months, got stronger by way more, like just because they had more structure now, they were progressing more, they had like a real plan to follow, it made sense for them and their goals. Like you can just accomplish so much more by having like a real strength training plan than just going into the gym and like doing random workouts and kind of hoping that those random workouts result in more strength gains. Now, if you want to do random workouts, just get like used to the gym and try new things, and like that's more fun for you at the start, totally fine. Like some people, it's just easier to ease into training without like a structured plan. But I think once you are comfortable in that environment, I think having a plan, everything you want to accomplish is going to happen so much faster. The last point is not having some kind of accountability. I think that now accountability can be a lot of things. That can be going with a friend to the gym. That can be telling other people what your goals are. That can be having a trainer to keep you accountable for workouts. Like there's a lot of different versions of accountability that can exist. If you don't have any accountability system, it's very easy to be like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. It's very easy to not focus on it or wait till tomorrow, things like that. There are people who if you just tell someone, hey, I'm going to go work out tomorrow, that's going to be the reason you go work out or focus on that goal, whatever that might be. Most people need some kind of accountability. Accountability can look in different ways. I know there are people that I work with, and I don't give anybody a hard time by any means, but like I know they go get their workouts done because they know I'm going to ask later that week, like, hey, how did the workouts go? And like that's the reason that got them there. And that's like the version of accountability that works for them. Accountability doesn't need to be someone yelling at you or someone telling you that you're bad for making mistakes along the way. I don't think that's accountability. But it is something that allows you to stick with workouts long term and something to refer back to or someone to refer back to. I think when people don't have any accountability system, it's much easier to just like, you know what, I'm just not going to do this and then go from there. Again, accountability can be a lot of different things. It doesn't need to be like a toxic, like no mistakes, no excuses kind of accountability. And I talked about this in previous episodes, but like I don't think that's the way to go for most people. It's still good to have some kind of accountability system that makes sense for you. These are the big ones that I think really hold people back from accomplishing their New Year's resolution. I don't want you, because there is people who are, I don't know if you see this online, who will say like, you know, like these aren't like New Year's resolutions are bad, or like, you know, what's the point of them? Like people fall off anyways. I think people make these resolutions for a reason. And if that's the goal that they want to accomplish, I think we just have to give them the right tools so that they accomplish that thing. Like, I don't think we should, you know, I think motivation is great. Whatever gets people motivated, if that's New Year's resolutions, that's awesome. I think we just have to make sure we're not falling for any of these traps that I mentioned, because I think these are the reasons that people don't end up sticking with their goals. But if you know that these exist and you plan around them, I think that you can become the strong, confident lifter that you want to be. Yeah, let me know if you have any questions, but thanks for listening to another episode of the Badass Lifter Podcast.